the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. I'm Rick, your host. And joining us now live on the telephone is Oyen from the band Darling Side. Good morning.
Good morning. Hello, Rick. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it very much.
You know, it's a pleasure to have you on the line. And we've been fans of the band since, well, the early days of Darling Side. And, well, back in the day, you recorded on your own. You did some work with Heather Maloney. And then you just exploded as Darling Side. And we love all your work. We just heard Ocean Bed from Fish Pond Fish, which came out in 2020. And, well, you've had some other albums out since then. And what's coming up? What do you got going on?
Oh, well, first, thanks for all the kind words and the support. We appreciate it very much. We're actually doing something a little more similar to what we did way back in the day, which is recording ourselves. I'm currently calling from what is said to be a haunted studio in West Springfield, Massachusetts, where we are working with an engineer, but otherwise largely producing the album ourselves, which is such a pleasure. And we're putting something together in the hopes of releasing it in 2026. We're about halfway through the recording process, and it has been such fun to be back in this space. So we're working on some new stuff. We have some touring coming up in early August as well, and we'll be getting close to you all. Unfortunately, not quite making it to Connecticut, but close in Saratoga Springs, New York. We have a couple dates on August 9th and 10th. A little bit of touring, a little bit of recording, and that kind of rounds out the summer for us.
Do you enjoy being in the studio recording?
You know, I personally, I'm the least recording-oriented member of the band. We're currently writing as a trio. My bandmates Don and Harris are both extremely competent engineers and producers, and are hired to work on other people's projects. And they love being in studio. And for me, it was always something that I like. I love writing and I love touring. And recording has always been sort of a necessary evil. But part of the way through the recording, our career, I found that rather than being insecure about the fact that I conceptualized musicianship with. Part of that, you have to be a good recording engineer, because my bandmates are, I think of them as extremely good musicians, and they have great ears for recording. So I had always sort of had some anxiety and insecurity around recording. And I found that rather than worrying about that, I can just do what I like to do. And then when we're in studio, I'll play my parts, but otherwise I'll take care of food. And I love that. I cook or I cater and sort of put everything together. And it is, I'm having a great time. And West Springfield, it turns out, has some really, really great restaurants, some robust immigrant communities that are supporting some really cool stuff. So I have learned to really enjoy the recording studio, but it has a lot less to do with the recording aspect of it and more to do with the keeping people happy and keeping myself happy and enjoying myself while I'm here.
Well, that sounds pretty awesome. Now, Oyen, what is your responsibility in Darling Side? What do you play and what do you contribute?
Oh, that's a great question. So right now, as I mentioned, my main role is catering here in the studio. But when we're playing and writing, so we all write together. Mm-hmm. So we're all and we'll write songs in many different ways, but we are all sort of principal writers on our music. And then the instruments I play, I play mandolin and violin, and I'm starting to play some guitar in my live set as well, and all of us sing as well.
Well, it's always a pleasure to play Darling Side on the air, and I know you guys are coming to the area. You're going to be in Saratoga at Cafe Lena coming up in a couple of weeks, right? What are the dates?
Yeah. So that is Saturday, August 9th, and Sunday, August 10th. We're doing, I think, a show on August 9th in the evening on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we're doing both a workshop and a show later in the evening. So we got sort of a mini residency at Cafe Lena in August.
So a workshop, explain what goes on.
Yeah, I think we haven't figured out all the details yet, but what we tend to do, and we just taught a class on this at our alma mater at Williams College this past January, which was a blast. We taught a winter study together, which is a month-long class that students can take, and it was all on songwriting, collaborative songwriting, and sort of that's a class that we can teach that we are maybe not uniquely able to do, but we are, I think, one of the few groups who writes in this very particular way, which is collaborative songwriting, rather than sort of bringing something to a group that is largely finished. And so we'll be discussing some of the songwriting techniques and tricks that we use when we are putting things together. And those techniques and tricks can often be applied to solo songwriting as well. But we tend to talk about songwriting in a collaborative context, since that's how we tend to write.
Mm. Well, that's super cool. Do you also then go into your harmonies?
Yeah, we'll do. I think for us, like, writing and arrangement is those two things are very linked. So we will get into, I think we often with these classes will also let things get steered by audience questions and interest as well. But oftentimes arrangements and harmonies, both instrumental and vocal, will come up.
Yeah, because one thing that I truly appreciate about Darling Side is the way that your instrumentation plays together. There's a lot of space in between. It doesn't get filled up with a lot of, shall we say, noodling. All the music is where it should be. And then that leaves a lot of space for your voices. And sometimes there's 3-4-part harmonies and it sounds beautiful.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. That density of sound is the thing that, definitely a hallmark of our recorded process and live shows. And I again credit my producer and engineer bandmates with being able to sculpt that in a beautiful way. I feel like a beneficiary of their expertise more than anything.
Huh? Do you work out the harmonies, or do you naturally fit in and you know where your voices should be in blend, or do you work on it and say, no, you take the low part, middle part, high part?
Yeah, it is. So I think it's a sort of a both and situation. We have done a lot of work playing around and throwing everything against the wall. And it tends not to be sort of, if you, Rick, you and I, if we were singing together, you know, your voice might sound a certain way in the high range. And then like you're louder and more present in the lower range. Whereas my voice has a different quality in the high range and is a little weaker in the lower range. There's sometimes where we counterintuitively might want a weaker sound in one range in order to have the chord bloom in just the right way. It's not that you are, when we're singing together, you're always going to take high, I'm always going to take lower. That's not how we think about it. It tends to be more of like, all right, these are the colors we're painting with. How do we want to apply, how do we want to use your voice in this song? If we want it to be a little more delicate in this range, well, we know you tend to sing more delicately here, we'll use you for that. And then the next song, where we want it to be a little more of a foghorn, we're going to put you in a different area, like a different part of your range. And so we are pretty familiar with each other's ranges at this point. So there's a lot of things do snap together, I think, relatively quickly, but that's because there's a base of deep practice and knowledge that we have. We've just spent a lot of time hanging out in a room singing at each other. So I think that's part of it. So at this point, it can move pretty quickly. But that's the result of a lot of practice and experimentation.
Now, when Darling Side hits the stage, Oyin, what do you look most forward to?
Oh, yeah. You know, so I love interacting with audiences and with my bandmates. I think as an audience member, my favorite thing to observe when I'm watching a show is like, I feel like the relationship of the band is part of, if it's not the primary product, it's a huge part of why I'm there to watch. It's not to watch the music get played perfectly necessarily. We put in the requisite practice to play the music as well as we can and feel really good about that. But when I'm on stage, that's not the primary thing I'm thinking about. Our music tends to have very little improvisation. As you mentioned, there's not a lot of noodling, which is a kind way of saying that we tend to do very little improvisation, musically at least. Like, songs will breathe and expand and contract as we're playing them, but we tend not to have a lot of, like, no one is ripping hot solos, for instance. That doesn't happen much at Darling Side shows. But the improvisation for us does happen in between the songs, and we tend not to plan. We plan out very little of our inter-song banter, and that to me like reframes each song in unexpected ways for me, because I don't know what's going to come out of the other guy's mouth. And so that is yeah, when I think about like my favorite bits of shows, certainly like songs feeling good is a huge part of that and an enjoyable part. But the thing that like really sticks with me often is the very unexpected thing that came out of Harris or Don's mouth after this song or before this other one or that kind of, or in response to something I said. And so that interaction is something that I really, really enjoy about our performances and getting to do that.
Well, we are looking forward to hearing some new music from Darling Side in the future. No pressure from us. When it's done, it's done. But we can't wait to hear some new stuff. We love your catalog, and we're looking forward to seeing you in the near future. You're always welcome to drop by here if you're in the neighborhood. And you've done that before, which is very cool, during the pandemic. 3 out of 4 of you stopped by the station, and we love to receive your little postcards that you send us that are sometimes hand-colored, and we appreciate that. Don't think it doesn't go unnoticed.
Okay. I am the one who does that coloring, so I'm glad.
Come on, really?
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I knew it was going to the right person, but we appreciate that. It doesn't go unnoticed. And, well, that's a good way to keep yourselves in our eyes, and we can't wait to hear you that way. And that's a smart thing. So listen up out there. Keep on bugging the radio stations to play your music. And, well, you know, once they do, keep saying hi, and it'll keep reminding us that you're out there, and we love you. So thank you.
Well, we love you all, too. Appreciate it very much. Thanks for having me on. And, yeah, looking forward to hanging out soon.
All right. Oyin from Darling Side, all the best to you and your bandmates, and keep up the good work.
Thanks so much. Really appreciate it.
All right. It's the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. Be right back after these super important messages.
Life gotten a little too routine? Need to get back in the fast lane?